You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
Supposed to make you feel good, and certainly you feel good sometimes when you get a, you know, you're listening to your albums of depressed songs and you're in a bad mood and you hate the world. But other times when you're cruising up PCH, you're on your favorite highway, you got the top down, you got the sunroof open, whatever kind of car you have your window outside, your door, your arm outside the window, and you say, life is fucking great. That's what that song is like. That's Keith Urban. Who wouldn't want to be me? Either you know who Keith Urban is and you're going, Hosannas, or else you're saying, who the fuck is that? Or isn't that the one married to the Australian movie star? Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz here for the Rhino Cast. I didn't know who Keith Urban was other than the name anyway. My friend of mine was the manager, and, you know, he would tell me about the act and what a great guitar player was, and my eyes would roll in the back of my head. But I'm driving from Santa Monica to Hollywood one time. This is 2 years ago now. Unbelievable gridlock. And you know, you have those days where you're overloaded to begin with. It's like, you're ready to kill somebody. I don't want to sound like Hulk Hogan. You know, he said he was going to go all OJ on his wife in Rolling Stone. That's not what I'm talking about. You have that frustration and anger. And I'm listening to the satellite radio and I go, I'm so frustrated. I can't listen to the same stations. I'm going to go station by station up the dial. I don't even know what category they are. And on Sirius, the titles don't come up that fast. I have both Sirius. Now they're the same anyway, but at the time they weren't. I have both Sirius and XM in the car. But Sirius, whatever the technology is, takes a while for the titles to come up. So I'm just pushing the button, guessing by genre. All of a sudden, I hear something. Sounds a little like rock and roll, and it's good. And I wait for the titles to come up. It's Tim McGraw. I remember his father pitched for the Mets, Tug McGraw. Tim McGraw's got to be a joke with a cowboy hat. But I go, this is good. And I got about half an hour left before I go to this Moroccan restaurant for a birthday party. And I say, you know, country music. You know, wait a second. I'd like to say it sucks, but it's pretty good. My younger sister's been into it for years. And you hear about all the baby boomers saying, you know, I went to country. I was resisting that. It's kind of like skiing and snowboarding. I can't snowboard. It's a religious issue. We need all the skiers. It's kind of like being Jewish. You know, you gotta maintain your religion. I got to maintain being a rocker. But I'm listening to this country stuff, which ends up being closer to rock than, you know, what's being passed for rock today. So I write about this in my newsletter. And the great thing is, in today's technology, I hear from a guy who says, you're in the country? Let me give you these six tracks. So I download those six tracks. And at the time, my girlfriend had tore her ACL. So I'm going to go out hiking. That's something I do regularly to keep in shape. And I'm going to go hiking up in Pacific Palisades. I could describe exactly where it is. I'll tweet about it sometime. We'll meet up there. But anyway, there's this canyon, and it's kind of, you know, brush and over. And you got to watch where you're walking. I'm listening to this music, and all of a sudden, I hear this song.
Well, she was precious. Like a flower, She grew wild, wild but innocent. A perfect prayer in a desperate hour. She was everything beautiful and different. Stupid boy, you can't fence that in, stupid boy. It's like holding back the wind. She let her heart and soul ride in your hands, and you stole her every dream, and you crushed her plans. She never even knew she had a choice, and that's what happens when the only voice she hears is telling her she can't. Stupid boy. Stupid boy.
And at this point, I don't think the song's even penetrating. I'm listening to this great, you know, George Strait song, other stuff that really sounds like country. But, you know, stuff that's really great penetrates you when you're not paying attention.
What made you think that you could take a life? Just push it, push it around. I guess to build yourself up so high, you had to take her and break her down. Oh. Well, she let her heart and soul ride in your hands, and you stole.
Cannot stop playing this track, even when I'm playing it now. I have emailed so many people this song, said, you don't think you like country? Wait until you listen to that. I mean, it sounds something closer to the early 70s with Crosby, Stills, and Nash than it does to Rage Against the Machine, what people think is rock today. And you heard the guy wail on the guitar. And by this time, I'm hiking, and I'm like, you know, I'm caught off guard. Well, who is this? Who's on my iPod? It's, you know, it happened to be this iPod Nano somebody sent me. I was like, you know, it was like somebody woke me up from a dream. We, you know, what I forgot that I loaded this playlist to this guy who I didn't even know, who I subsequently met at some convention in Nashville, you know, sending me these songs. But I want to hang in to the break when it breaks down and this other instrumental part. It will blow your mind.
It took a while for her to figure out she could run, but when she did, she was long gone, long gone.
did Stevie Ray Vaughan sing The Sky Is Crying? The guitar is representing that guy, stupid boy. You know how you make mistakes in relationships. And, you know, frequently you go through hell for 48 hours and then you reconnect with your loved one. But then there's the time when you go, this is just too much. This is the end. I made a mistake. The song has got that feeling, but the guitar, the way he plays the guitar. And I write about this record, and I hear from Gary Borman, who's a friend of mine's manager. He goes, hey, you want to go to the show? Well, sure. And he's playing Staples Center, which is the largest building in Los Angeles. I go, it's like a completely different audience, okay? Everybody's clean cut from like 30 or 40 miles away. It's like 80% girls. He gives us seats right down there close to the stage. And I'm trying to remember, you know, the opening act is the Wreckers, and they put out a great record. They're broken up now, and I'm a big Michelle Branch fan. They're good, and they have a big walkway out into the middle of the audience, kind of like Hollywood Palace from the old days. Finally, after the break, they have a high-def screen. You know, those were new 2 years ago. First time I saw it was at Hollywood Bowl with Roger Waters. You know, it's so cool. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't go to any shows. It's just, you're going to see these big-name acts. The production is unbelievable. And on a riser comes Keith Urban, and he's playing. It's jaw-dropping. The rest of the guys come out. There's four guitarists on stage. Okay, one of them is a bass player. Four guitars and a drummer. They are more rock and roll than any of the rock and roll acts. And I know like a handful of tracks, but I am riveted. The audience is oohing and eyeing. And I'm going to do another podcast with some of these other songs like Raining on Sunday. But there's one specific song that made me want to do this podcast. Okay. I was out hiking in the mountains a couple of nights ago and I play Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me all the time when I'm just feeling fucking great. But this song, which was a big hit, really touched me.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me.
They do. My friend Jeff says relationships are never over, you know, especially in today's connected world. Decades after you've had the relationship, you'll get an email from somebody you were connected with. It'll have that exact same quality from when you had that relationship. It just blows your mind. Or people you said, I met them once, I had a spark, and all of a sudden they'll send you an email. You can feel that spark. And yes, the guy in the song is going to be remembered by this woman who left him. But that's what I want to focus on. He was left. Have you ever been left? It feels exactly like that guy. You know, unfortunately, just about everybody who's left begs at some point. Come back, baby. Those of us who are smart, give that up pretty quickly. And all you have left is your dignity in this giant hole at the bottom of your stomach. And it sounds exactly like that song. And then you're trying to build yourself up. I mean, you know, I don't think I could talk universally that everybody who leaves somebody was a schmuck. But frequently, you know, they're jumping ship for something better and you've given it your all and you say, they're not going to find somebody better than me. And they usually don't. Okay. Maybe they're looking for something different. Maybe you were too nice. They're looking for an asshole. They're looking for something else. But the type of person who sings this song and listen to that song resonates with them, they go, I gave it my all, and that wasn't enough. And what the hell am I supposed to do now? Where am I going to find the next person? I just don't flit from girl to girl. What's going to happen?
I went out driving, trying to clear my head. trying to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cap and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me.
There's another country song about driving around and thinking about her. But that's how it is. You know, you want to get them out of your mind. There's just too much baggage. And, you know, we're happy with all the old tracks. We love the classics. That's what Rhino Records is all about. But we're looking for new stuff. And we go, no, that doesn't resonate. That doesn't resonate. But in the country world, there's a lot of this stuff. They happen to be going through a bad period right now. Too many songs about babies, too many songs made for an audience, whatever. But there's still great stuff. And if you want to start with number one, start with Keith Urban. He's the closest to rock of any of these acts. Start with these three tracks and you'll be converted. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz for the RhinoCast.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.